Baltimore officials called on Governor Larry Hogan yesterday to step up and help the city's school system deal with a $130 million budget shortfall. WIPR's John Lee says the city wants a three-year commitment from the governor.
Last week, Mayor Catherine Pugh says she would update plans to shrink the school's budget shortfall. Yesterday, that plan was a plea to the governor to step up. Pugh said in a news conference steps away from the gates to the governor's mansion that Governor Hogan has yet to say what his commitment to the city schools will be. Pugh did not offer a dollar figure she'd like from the state, saying the school system is negotiating with the governor's office.
What the school system has asked us to do is to step back and wait till the negotiations are completed and then to reveal the total amount.
City officials said they want the governor to commit to a three-year fix. During that time, a commission that's studying school funding statewide could finish its job and get a new funding plan in place. And Delegate Maggie McIntosh is the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. She said the legislature is limited in what it can do without the governor.
We could find money. We could cut money from various different agencies and ways. And we could fence it off. And you know how that fenced off money goes? Nowhere.
That's because it's the governor who controls the spending. She says lawmakers must hear from the governor in 3 weeks. City Schools CEO Sonia Santelisas says the sooner the better. Santelisas says it would be fiscally irresponsible for her not to prepare for the worst. That's the possibility of laying off more than 1,000 people, including teachers, if the budget shortfall is not addressed. She says she can't expect teachers to wait indefinitely, even though for now, most are staying put.
Even though this number is daunting, even though this is personally challenging for so many of them, their dedication to their young people, to their community, has them holding on. Not everybody has started leaving in droves.
Bibi Verdery with the ACLU of Maryland said she believes there is a renewed commitment by the city, the state, and school system working together to close the budget shortfall. But she said what's missing are the numbers, how much the governor and the city are willing to pony up.
I think the city has an idea of what they want to put on the table, and they don't want to say what that is without knowing what the governor is willing to put on the table, and that's sort of how negotiations work.
The governor's office failed to return requests for comment. While the mayor was in Annapolis, several dozen city school principals gathered outside City Hall, including Chris Turk. He's the principal of George Washington Elementary in Pigtown. Turk says he's encouraged by Mayor Pugh's push to close the budget shortfall.
We're excited that we have a mayor that has, campaigned and committed to increasing funding in city schools, and who is collaborating and working hard with our state legislators.
Roland Park Elementary Middle School Principal Nicholas D'Ambrosio said for now, his school is having the fundraise and not for academic extras.
Nothing in addition to, or nothing innovative, just the basics, because we don't have the funding to do the basics.
Principals are trying to figure out how much they have to cut from their budgets if the $130 million shortfall isn't fixed. Officials say the city is in this bind in part because the schools have been shortchanged by the state for years. About 70% of the city school budget comes from the state. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.